You're listening to SBS News.
The fighting started a year ago with the Tigray People's Liberation Front battling against the Ethiopian military and its allies. Tens of thousands of civilians have died in the fighting or been displaced. To mark the anniversary, Ethiopia's Prime Minister, Abiy Ahmed, has vowed to strengthen the defence force because enemies will destroy the country.
This pit, which is dug very deep, will be where the enemy will be buried, not where Ethiopia disintegrates. We will bury this enemy with our blood and bones and make the glory of Ethiopia high up again.
But an investigation by the Ethiopian Human Rights Commission and the UN, based on almost 270 interviews, has identified potential abuses. But the inquiry did not visit some of the worst affected areas, and Eritrea did not engage with investigators. The Tigray rebels say the report is flawed and it tarnishes the UN's reputation for involving the Ethiopian Human Rights Commission. United Nations Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, is worried about violations of refugee law and humanitarian breaches.
Some of this may amount to war crimes and crimes against humanity. Civilians in Tigray have been subjected to brutal violence and suffering. The joint investigation team uncovered numerous violations and abuses, including unlawful killings and extrajudicial executions, torture, sexual and gender-based violence, violations against refugees, and forced displacement of civilians.
She says most violations happened between November last year and June this year, and they were committed by Ethiopian and Eritrean defence forces. But there are allegations against Tigrayan forces, which means all sides are accused of war crimes. The deputy spokesman for the UN Secretary General, Farhan Haq, says the stability of Ethiopia is at stake.
The Secretary General is deeply concerned that the recent escalation and widening of armed conflict and the declaration of the state of emergency will only aggravate the human rights situation of the people of Ethiopia. He calls once again for the fighting to stop immediately.
And the chief of the Ethiopia Human Rights Commission is Daniel Bekele.
Various acts of sexual and gender-based violence, including rape, gang rape, intentional transmission of HIV virus, were committed by all parties to the conflict.
US State Department's Ned Price says there is a growing risk to the integrity and unity of Ethiopia.
When it comes to Ethiopia, let me make the point that we are gravely concerned by the escalating violence, by the expansion of the fighting that we've seen in northern Ethiopia and in regions throughout the country.
He is urging all parties to exercise restraint, and a moment's silence has been observed at a candlelit ceremony to honour those killed. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.